Subject: married, but in love with another man. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. This is my dilemma. In 1994, I met this man and a woman that were my new tenants in my building. The moment the man walked in the building, we made eye contact. There was something about this man. So in order for me to get close to him, I had to befriend the woman. To my surprise, the woman was his wife. To make a long story short, I befriended the couple to get close to the husband. The wife trusted me. We went shopping together, on retreats, family outings, the whole nine yards. In 1995, they had a baby and the wife made me the godmother. In 1996, I moved away and didn't see him again till 3 years later, when I saw him in another complex I lived in. We never talked, we only said hi. In 2012, my marriage took a turn for the worst. So I contacted my male friend because I needed someone to talk to. I started seeing him again, but this time he was married for the second time and I was still married. He got divorced in 2013. I can't get this man out of my mind. I realize that I am in love with him. I am in a dilemma because my feelings for this man are stronger than my feelings for my husband. My husband knows that we are not in a good place, and I told him we need to go our separate ways. My husband is a good man, but he has done things that have really damaged our marriage. I don't know if we can get it back. I really don't know what to do. I guess that saying is true. If you can't be with the one you love, you gotta love the one you're with. Steve, what's your advice? Okay. This is craziness. Okay, you're ratchet. You really are. You befriended a woman to get close to her husband. You know, that's what is that? And you're about to leave your husband, who you said in the letter is a good man, for a man you've been cheating on him with, a man who you said you only made eye contact with and who only said hi to you after 3 years or something. I mean, you say your husband has done things that have really damaged your marriage, but you don't tell us what they are. We have no idea what he did. So really, how can we make a fair assessment here? I don't think this other man loves you at all. I mean, he's just in it for what he can get from you, and seems like you're giving him everything. He hasn't asked you to leave your husband. You don't say in the letter that he said, you know, professed his undying love for you after a divorce or anything. You're just someone he could kick it and cheat with. You know, that's all you are to him. So I think you need to stay where you are or put your husband out of his misery and divorce him, because you're not right. Steve?
Married but in love with another man. You know, these people come to your building, they new tenants. The man walk in the building, you make eye contact, something about him. So in order to get close to him, I had to befriend the woman. To my surprise, the woman was his wife. How the hell is that a surprise?
Right.
They came in to get a place together. You married to her? How could that be? How are you making this story up? And then to make a long story short, I befriended the couple to get close to the husband. The wife trusted me. You a low down.
Yeah.
You low down. Like Shirley said, you ratchet. You a trip. See, you the reason why people can't have single women up around their man. You the reason why. You it. You the reason why. And you telling us that you set this up. But here go the cold part. We went shopping together on retreats, family outings, the whole nine yards. In 95, they had a baby, and the wife made me the godmother. In 1996, I moved away and didn't see him again until 3 years later when I saw him in another complex I lived in. But, see, you ain't telling us in the letter what I had to figure out. Y'all screwing this whole time.
Yes.
I started seeing him again. You never mentioned that until just then. But this time, he was married for the second time. And I was, well, hell yeah, you married for the second time. You broke up the first one.
Say it, Steve.
Yeah, he married for this time. He married for the second time. Yeah, you broke up the first one. Remember when you made eye contact with him, befriended his wife to get close to him? You did that. Now, I can't get this man out of my mind. I realize I'm in love with him. I'm in a dilemma because my feelings for this man are stronger than my feelings for my husband. Oh, lady. My husband knows that we are not in a good place, and I told him we need to go our separate ways. My husband is a good man, but he has done things that have really damaged our marriage. He done some things to damage the marriage. You talking about He did some things like you did to damage the marriage. Your marriage ain't damaged because of your husband. Your marriage damaged because of you. You keep doing what you want to do, sleeping with who you want to sleep with. Now, you talking about your husband is a good man, but he's done some things to damage our marriage. Ain't you been damaging marriages? Ain't that what you been doing? Now, all of a sudden, you want to talk to this man right here. I don't know if we can get it back. I really don't know what to do. I guess that saying is true. If you can't be with the one you love, then you got to love the one you with. You ain't the damn Isley brother.
Come on, Steve.
You know, what the hell are you going to use a song? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with, you ain't the damn Isley brother.
You're mad.
This is real. You know what I mean? Shirley, she get on my nerves right here. Steve, what's your advice? Sit your ass down somewhere. In the words of Miss Helen, sit down. Everyone has seen you.
That's right. That's really have a seat.
And in this case, everybody done had you.
Woo! There you
so you really need to somewhere. So now, you lady, what you want me to tell you? You done wrecked the marriage. Now your marriage in trouble. You want this dude back. Let me tell you something about dudes. Dudes very rarely ever pick up and make the side chick the wife.
Number one. It's always number two is never number one.
You can't be number two and number one.
No, you
especially
can't.
If you three and four. I don't know what you trying to do. Why would he marry you after you done broke up his marriage? Now your marriage in trouble. You cheating on your... Ain't no man finna pick you to be his when he know you a trick. Ain't nobody doing that, man. One more time in closing.
Yeah.
You ain't the Isley brother.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.